Well, in the world's second most populous country, the world's worst COVID crisis goes on. India has been left gasping by the wave of infections that has crashed across the nation. We talk in numbers, the hundreds of thousands of new cases each day, several thousand new deaths each day. But it's also measured in individual desperation, like the appeals retweeted for one 50-year-old patient who's been admitted to a ward in a public hospital in Delhi, his oxygen levels dropping. He's been told by the hospital that it is he who, and I quote, needs to arrange a ventilator or go elsewhere. Mandakini Galot is a correspondent for Channel 4 News in Delhi and she joins us now. Mandakini, thank you for joining us this morning. Are people feeling abandoned?
Thank you so much for inviting me, Audrey. And yes, absolutely. There's a very real sense amongst Indian citizens that we're pretty much on our own with this crisis. It's very difficult to find help and even more difficult to find it from the government. Now, the situation just continues to worsen. During the course of my reporting, everyone that I speak with, whether that's doctors or hospital administrators, bureaucrats, even journalists, the first thing that everyone tells me is that they have never witnessed anything quite like this in their entire lives. Now, when this disease, COVID-19, was first classified as a pandemic back in March 2020 by the WHO, this is exactly what the world feared. What's happening in India today is exactly what the world feared. Our hospitals are overrun. We don't have supplies left, whether that be medicines or oxygen or ventilators. And to be very honest, it's hit every one of us very closely and very personally as we speak. A lot of my colleagues have tested positive. Parents of friends are fighting for their lives in hospitals. So it's really hard to just look at this story as any other story. It's very personal.
And the mass cremations, Mandakini, I mean, the images from there, the space running out, people lining up outside crematoriums and cemeteries to cremate their dead, the images are horrific.
Absolutely. And one of the things that those images point towards is the fact that the true toll of this crisis is not yet known. The numbers that you see coming out of India, particularly the mortality rate, is underrepresented. Now, whether that's due to intent or just incompetence is something that the jury is still out on. But experts across the world are putting out figures that could be likely 10 times more, if not higher. Now, I was at a burial ground yesterday where people had come to bury their loved ones. This was a Muslim cemetery. And a lot of people were waiting 5 to 6 hours for an undertaker to become available to help them bury bodies. Public parks are being turned into funeral grounds. It's just, it's incredible. And the worst part about all of this is that we, that is to say the Indian government, was caught off guard and almost entirely unprepared.
And Mandakini, I know that the hospital system there's a very high percentage of private healthcare involved and private companies running hospitals. There's also a public healthcare system too. Does that make any difference? If you have private healthcare, Does it make any difference in terms of how fast you're seen or the access that you have?
It absolutely does not. And that's the thing about COVID-19. It's a great equalizer. The Indian healthcare system was overburdened to start with. That's the public healthcare system. But it didn't impact the middle classes or the wealthy, who could just, go to a private hospital and get world-class care anytime they wanted. Well, that's not the case anymore. Whether you're rich, whether you're poor, whether you're, an important person, there's nothing available in the public hospitals, in the private hospitals. Having said that, those doctors, they're really working round the clock. I was also at a government hospital yesterday, and I met doctors who haven't been home in 2 weeks, who haven't slept in 3 nights, who are COVID positive themselves but continue to work in the wards. We talk about these shortages of oxygen and ventilators and hospital beds, but let's not forget that our main shortage at the moment is healthcare workers. We simply don't have enough doctors and nurses. So a lot of pressure on the government here to sort of increase the number of frontline workers, to pull in cadres from other services and train them in the basics and, you know, put them on front lines as soon as possible.
Manda Keeney, needless to say, you are all in our thoughts this morning, and thank you very much for joining us today. Manda Keeney Galot, who's a correspondent for Channel 4 News, joining us live this morning from Delhi.